Okay, good. I think we'll make Tanya a co-host today. Right, Tanya, you got the co-hosting. Okay, I'm sorry I'm a little late. I had a little trouble getting on, you know, once I tried. Jonathan, you want to be a co-host? Jonathan Crane?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Okay, Jonathan and Tanya will fight it out. Oh, I see Avram is here. I'll make him a co-host. Perennial co-host. Okay. Okay, let's begin. So I did want to finish off before we excuse me, before we continue with the our next topic, brief one. The relationship of, or the beginnings of, our discussion of Tarovis, which, as you can see, is a massive, massive topic. It's going to take a few more minutes. I thought it would be five, but it's going to be a little more because of some Ha'aros and some things that I found. But it's worth it just to get it done. But I do want to at least basically finish up what we were discussing. So mostly we've centered on the Rambam. Extremely consistent that Rashi in Parshas Bo on the Pasuk Komach Metzes Lo Sochelu, everybody can hear me, right? Okay. thank you, Ali. The Rambam, the Rashi in Parshas Bo and Komach Metzes, does interpret that its reference is to Tarov Chametz, without getting into the discussion of Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim. And the Ramban in Parshas Bo is masig on that Rashi and says, no, that's only according to Rabbi Elazar. We don't pass in that way. We paskin like the Chachamim. There's no such thing as Tarovis Chametz. So, of course, that's consistent with his comments in Sefer Mitzvos. The Ramban, we'll get to this in just a second, in Milchamos, in the Sugya here in Elu Ovrin, commenting on the Balamor, Balamor paskins like Rabbi Elazar explicitly. We'll get to that in just a minute. Here, it's important to speak about it for a couple of minutes anyway. The Balamor actually is the only, you know, I shouldn't say the only Rishon. The Ritz Geos apparently has two Deos on this as well. But here on Daf Mem Gimel, the Balamor is very explicit that he paskins like Rabbi Eliezer. It says, Nir Midvar Shein Halacha K'Rabbi Eliezer, quoting the Rif. So the Rif seems not to paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. Elik Rabbanan, v'haleisa dekastam b'demasnisin kaimalon. We should paskin like the Stam Mishnah. Hilkach leisa chuzak Rabbanan. I'm skipping the pliga le'ad Rabbi Elazar, the Amri ali ruva below klum. Leisa chuzak Rabbi Yochanan, the Amri kol yisroi Torah ein hetem mitzarif leisa chutz mitzar nazir. The Balamor is of the opinion that we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. However, his view of what it is that Rabbi Eliezer says is a little bit different than others. I'm going to get back to that, you know, in just a second. Anyways, the Ramban and the Ravid here, the Ravid in the Asagas al Arif, as is pretty clear from the Ravid on the Rambam, and the Ramban in Milchamos, consistent with his Hasag on Rashi and his Hasag on the Rambam, say, of course, we paskin like the Chachamim. So just to be aware that the Ramban and the Ravid are Lishitasam, clearly in this question. As for the Rambam, we already mentioned that the Kesef Mishnah holds that the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Eliezer. I think it's very bedochak, but that's how we hold, and that even Rabbi Eliezer, the Machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, is in a case where you have Kazayis Bichdei Achilas Pras Shelo Kederach Achila, That's the big chiddush of the Kesef Mishnah. That's his consistent view. It should be noted also that this very, 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 very long Kesef Mishnah is echoed in a actually less lengthy, ironically and unusually, Beis Yosef in Simon Taf Mem Beis. But again, the Rabbi Yosef Karo expresses his view that the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Eliezer, that the Machlokas is about Kazai Stechlos Pras Shelo Kederech, and that the Rambam paskins that in this particular case, and you know, because of Komach Metzes, that's when Rabbi Eliezer, and that's how he paskins as well. Okay. The first Rishon to suggest such a thing was the Rush. I mean, at the Rambam really paskins like Rabbi Eliezer. The Rush has a tshuva in which he asks many of the questions of the Ramban, but again, projects that the Rambam holds like Rabbi Eliezer. Again, I think it's very bedochak. And the tour in Aruch Chaim, Simen Taf Mem Beis, presents, interestingly, that the Rif paskins like the Chachamim. I think that's unequivocal. You can't read the Rif any other way. He says the Rif paskins like the Chachamim, but he also presents that the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Eliezer. So it's the Rosh, then his son the Tur, and then you know, the Kesef Mishnah, Beis Yosef, Min Rabbi Yosef Karo, etc. They're the ones, you know, who. But in fact, the Baal HaMor really does paskin this way. So let me say something about the Baal HaMor for a minute. I didn't give it to you to look at, but I know some of you have. Kyle, did you get a chance to look at it or not? Yeah. So what's the Baal HaMor's chiddush in all of this? The paskins like Rabbi Eliezer, that's enough of a chiddush, based on the fact that it's a Stam Mishnah. On that point, by the way, you know, the Ramban and the Ravid say, listen, we usually paskin like a Stam Mishnah, but not when it's against the Chachamim. So there are all sorts of, or not if it's a Stam, the Achar Kach Machlokes. The Ramban thinks that the Mishnah later on, in Mem Ches Siman Aleph of Siur Yisarev, is a proof against, you know, the Rabbi Eliezer. So he thinks it's, you know, a Machlokes Stams. In general, there's an interesting methodological question about when we paskin like a Stam, and whether the Amoraim already took that into account. So that's an interesting question, but not for us for now. But more important is the way that the Baal HaMor understands Rabbi Eliezer. Kyle, so what's his chiddush?
I believe the chiddush was...
I'm not hearing you. You have to, you know, and it could be that Tani muted you, or Avram.
It should be more audible now. Or, yeah. Now is that any better?
Jonathan. Somebody muted you, one of those guys. That's why we pick three, so it's a little bit of a Musra Haskell. No one can really know, like, who's doing the deed. I have my theory, but I'm not going to share it.
All right.
Are you unmuted? I can unmute you, actually. I can override them. Okay.
Abby, is this any louder now?
It says that you're unmuted, but I still don't hear you.
Are you able to hear me?
Can you hear me now?
You can't talk. It doesn't work.
It seems that others in the shir may be able to hear me now.
One second. Asks, do you have to ask to unmute? I don't know what that means.
Rebbe, can you hear me now?
It's like it's from your side. Okay. Well, we'll come back to Kyle in just a minute, if you can figure it out. Well, Asher, are you there?
Yes.
Looks like Avram's trying to help you out. Avram, you trying to help him out?
Can you hear
it's
me?
It's from my side? Is something wrong with I can't hear. Oh, that's interesting. And why would that be? Hold on one second. Oh, does everybody else can hear? I can't hear. Let's see. Is that better? Kyle? Say something.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know why that happened, but okay. Sorry for my, and here I, you know, put the collective blame on one of the three. You know, it turns out they were totally innocent. It was me. Okay, so what does Balamor say?
Well, Balamor says that the reason when you have a tirobit chametz or a tirobit of any sort is that it comes usher when the substance that's usher gives a new, it gives a new tam. It gives a tam chadash, I believe, to the entire tirobit. Right,
there are two chidushim of the Balamor in addition to paskening like Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, one is that this din of Rabbi Eliezer, which the Gemara says is connected to heter mitzarif le'iser, Kyle, is limited to chametz. Correct?
Sounds right, Kyle? Yeah.
You agree?
I believe so. I should mention, I haven't seen the entire Balamor. I saw when it was quoted within the Chidushim.
Okay. So I'll just read this the line very quickly. This very, again, we're not going to go into the tam kikar ramifications for all this. Hetam Sar Felisa, Tam Kikar, Tamo Mamasho. That would take a couple of weeks. It's an amazing topic. If we could do it later in the year, maybe we will. I'm sure all the Yoredea people are doing it. But we're not going to, you know, we're going to fight off the temptation. So we are doing some of it, but meaning that there's a subtext in this whole topic, and that is in general, what does Tam Kikar mean? What does Tamo Mamasho mean? What does Hetam Sar Felisa mean? These are subject to massive machloksim. This is the cornerstone of Isur V'Heter, right? So the shitas here are not in a vacuum. We're trying as much as possible to tiptoe around that and, you know, to extract what is significant about, or what is unique about Hilchos Chametz. But of course, you can't do that without knowing the bigger picture. So I'm kind of trying to provide the bigger picture without detailing it so much. Anyways, the Balamor here says that Nikotai Klala Biyadecha Dehetam Tzarif Leisa Yeshbo Chomer Godol Yosar Mitam Keikar She'ein Tam Keikar Omor El Al Dover Sheyeshbo Kashir Kazayis Mina Yisar Unimchabo V'nikar Bo Tamo. Balamor thinks that Tam Keikar requires that there be a Be'en, you know, and even if the Be'en is Nimcha, that the Tam be Nikar, meaning it be the same tam as the tam of the be'en. That's what tam ki'ikar is. Zeo tam ki'ikar shasar b'chol tarei kula. And even then, ein lokin ala vela b'isurei nazir. And im nikar ba mamasho, if you have tam o mamasho, lokin ala b'chol isurin. What is hetar mitzarif l'isur? Af al pi she'ein bo tam ha'isur, the af al pi she'ein ochel min ha'kol ela kezayis. Number one, what we know of, which is you don't need to eat kezayis echilas pras. It's enough to eat kezayis bein haheter the chesir mina mitzarif and zelazeh. But tam, after all, ha'arba mina medina ditznab ben masnisin kulula tam avidi. All the things in the Mishnah have tam. So what does it mean if it's midin hetar mitzarif leiser? How could it be if it has tam? So that's where the Balamor came up with his famous chiddush. Alma hetam mitzarif leiser taminami ispe. Not most Rishonim don't agree. Yesh lahavshu v'lahafrish, however, bein tam latam. Shekola eruvin ashnuim b'mishnasenu, afa bishem asuim latam, tamen mishtan al yidei eruv latam acher. She'ena tam yisr hu adaga nira be'eruv, ela misayo losis lo tam chadash. Tam zeshu mechadish beruva garam lo lizbar bepesach for lav or olav bazara. Bein izbat. And that's why it's Hetzer Mitzarif Le'iser, not Tam Ki'ikar, and that's why Rabbi Loz is Mechayiv. Oh. Okay, so the Chiddush of the Balamor is that Hetzer Mitzarif Le'iser, two things, applies when there's Tam, but not the Tam of the Be'en, meaning of the Iser, but a new tam that results from the mixture of the iser and the heter. But if there's no tam at all, you wouldn't say heter mitzarif le'iser. That's a chiddush. The third chiddush, first chiddush is we pass him like Rabbi Eliezer. The second chiddush is that tam, the heter mitzarif le'iser means tam chadash, not Tama Ben. The third Chiddush is that this is not a, Rabbi Elazar doesn't think in Kol Torah Kula we say Het Mitzarev Leiser. He thinks maybe Nazir and Chametz and nothing else. So the Rishonim would disagree with the Baal HaMor, say number one, there's no, either the din of Stam, you know, Paskening like Stam doesn't apply here, or it doesn't apply anywhere when Amoraim or bigger authorities argue. Fine. Number two, both the Ravid and the Ramban, after making a couple of, you know, puns about it, say this idea of a Tam Chadash is something that they reject. The Ravid says, Tam Chadash Huzeh, about the Tam Chadash, right? V'logam rina minah, ki udavar she'efshar, she'eshlish ba miminachar v'loyeh v'tam onikar. First of all, he thinks that it's not true that the Tam Habe'en doesn't exist in the cases of a Mishnah. But the Ramban is more explicit, and that is that Ramban says Tam Kikar applies whether it's Oso Atam or Tam Chadash caused by the Tam. Of course, that's an interesting question. That if the idea of Tam Kikar is based on, you know, the being Monea Bittel because you feel the effects of it, so you might say that a Tam Chadash works. But it's hard to say that Tam Ki'ikar is based on this being an expression of the Cheftza itself if it doesn't have the Tam HaBe'en. Now it's the Hashpa'a from the Be'en that shows that it's there and therefore it's not Batel. That makes a lot of sense. But to say that it's, you know, what's Asur in a Cheftza Shel Iser is not only, you know, the Cheftza, but also the Tam of the Cheftza, you would think that that would require, that's what the Baal HaMor is saying, you'd think that that would require the Tam HaBe'en, because that's an expression of the Be'en. But if you have a third Tam, right, you know, that's not Tam HaBe'en. So this is an interesting argument. What is the status of a third Tam? I don't want to get into it more than that. It's a massive discussion. But what I do want to say is that according to the Baal HaMor, Rabbi Lazar's Chiddush, right, basically what the Ramban says is two things. Number one, a Tam Shlishi is also a Tam. It applies to Tam Kikar. It's not a Din of Hetam Mitzarev Leiser. And number two, Rabbi Eliezer's Chiddush of Hetam Mitzarev Leiser is not a special Din in Chametz. Sounds in the Gemara like it's a Din in, according to Rabbi Eliezer in Kol HaTorah Kula. But for the Baal HaMor, you can have a similar discussion to what we had in the Rambam for the Rabbanan. Namely, why is Chametz singular? Whatever it is about the Rambam Shita that makes Chametz singular, assuming that it is, I'll get to that in just a second, right? Whether it's the Kesef Mishnah or the Merkevas HaMishnah, which is also the Prichadash, I'll get to in a second. You know, or it's my idea. Whatever it is, you know, Chametz being unique relative to other Isurim, or in a very small class, only with Nazir, only with Chelev and Dam, is part of our Hakdama. That's what we're trying to show. We're trying to, you know, assess Chametz being unique. So according to the Baal HaMor, this whole discussion just gets transferred to Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer isn't saying a universal din either. He's saying a special din of Chametz. So what is he saying? That the hashpa'a, either the presence of chametz, even if you're not encountering it, but the presence of chametz in a taroves is what's koveya for heter mitzarev leiser, and for that even a tam shlishi, meaning not tam heter, not tam iser, but tam shlishi b'neim is enough. Or what he's saying is for the lav, not for kares. Or what he's saying is that, you know, the Chiddush of Kol Machmetzes, you know, may not just be the presence of the Be'en, it could be any Hashpa'a of Chametz, even if it's no longer remains or retains its identity. I mean, if Chametz is Mashpia on something else, then the fact that it was influenced by this toxic substance, That's more of like a chalos taroves, not the presence of the be'en, even though it's not something you contact directly, not its be'en and not its tam. That would be the first shot. It's just monea bitul gomor. But maybe the idea of the tam shlishi itself, because that's a chiddush of kol machmetzes, that kol machmetzes means not only chametz, but even chametz derivatives that aren't chametz anymore. You're not eating kazayis of chametz. And you're not even eating, according to this pshat, you're not eating a kazayis of a taroves shiyesh bo chametz. You're eating a taroves of some chametz creation. Wow, that's also b'malkas? That's a chiddush of the Baal HaMor. And by the way, that works well with something else the Baal HaMor says. I probably should have assigned this Baal HaMor. Again, I was trying to get us out more quickly, but it usually never works. So Baal HaMor has another line. Baal HaMor says, what does a hava mean of the Gemara that we should be mechalek between the schametz me'elav and the schametz al yidei davar acher? That the Gemara really had a hava mina that chimutz al yidei davar acher is not going to be chametz. Why should you think such a thing? For the chachamim, I'm talking about now. So the Baal HaMor says an amazing thing. He says, "Vi amris, the rabbanan lama lahu miuta lishto kramine." Right? What do you need that? Yesh lahashiv, sokadai dechamina leheve taroves chametz kechametz. Wow. In a way, this is the flip opposite, but the Baal HaMor says that the Hava Mina was that Dover Sheneschametz al Yedei Dover Acher, not Mimela, is like for the Chachamim would be treated like Taroves. Because it's koach acher meuravbo. That's amazing. Meaning, there's taroves based on quantity, and there's a taroves based on contributing factors. Now again, this chametz idei acher is chametz gamor. So I think what you end up with in the Baal HaMor is two interesting extremes. Meaning the Baal HaMor understand Paskins like Rabbi Eliezer, holds Rabbi Eliezer as a special chiddush in chametz of hetam mitzar fli yisur, and that means tam shlishi. Even though it's not chametz, because it doesn't have the identity of chametz even in its tam, right? But it's a product of chametz. And then for the chachamim, there was a hava mina that the only chametz that is asur is atzmo shel chametz. Ad kedei kach, that you can't even have koach achar bu'urav bo in creating it. Because this chametz ha'idavar acher isn't a tarovis in terms of the cheftza. So it's fascinating that in the Baal HaMor, Rabbi Eliezer is holding that even a byproduct of chametz is belav. And the chachamim at a hava mina, that unless you have pure chametz, not only in terms of the cheftza, but in terms of the process, that would also be the equivalent of taroves. So that's quite a contrast between, but each one in a way highlights the two perspectives that we've been pushing. One is that atzmo shel chametz is a special category, for kares, and the second of which is that there's something called a chalos taroves chametz. Baal HaMor has the chalos taroves chametz, you know, in a very radical way for Rabbi Eliezer, who he paskins like, and he has an expression of what you might have thought would be atzmo shel chametz for kares, for the chachamim, you know, as well. So that's a very interesting thing. Now, Agav, just to mention the Ravid, on this point where the Baal HaMor says, well, you might have thought, you know, that for the Chachamim, even the Schametzai de Davar Acher is like a Taroves, because it's Koach Acher Me'urabo. It's not a purist, you know, self-made chametz, right? Rabbi Lazar, you know, can have chametz products, and Chachamim needs self-made even in the process. Wow. So on that idea, and the idea that we would expand Taroves, that Taroves for the Chacham doesn't work at all, on that idea, the Ravid weighs in. So the Ravid has two Chidushim also in his Hasaga, in addition to the Tam Heta Mitztarif stuff and so on. Both Ramban and Ravid seem to think that Rabbi Lazar's Heta Mitztarif is universal. But what the Ravid does is as follows. He says, the problem of what the Chachamim in the Schametz of Devar Acher, he says, Ein Tam B'zeh Tam, again, Avla Iker Mishum Deshani B'Diburei, Nichtov Kulo Machmetzes O Kulo Chametz. The Ravid emphasizes that the Limud, at least for the Chachamim, maybe for Rabbi Lazar as well, there could be two Limudim, and we'll get to this in a minute in the Mishnah Melech. When it says Kol Machmetzes Lo Sochelu. So there are really two issues. One is the kol, and the other is the word machmetz as opposed to chametz. The Ravid says at this point, what's important is shinui dibure, the fact that the Torah calls chametz and machmetzes. So the Ravid says, in a tam b'zeh tam, al v'ikar mishim d'shani b'dibure nichtov kula machmetzes, so kula chametz. Mil d'shani b'u shmamina, the legabe kares, Be'inan Chametz Gamur. So it's interesting, if you notice, the Ravid is emphasizing that the Chiddush HaTorah for the Shinui Dibur is that Kares is only Atzmo Shel Chametz. Because otherwise we would have thought that you get Kares for the Tarovas too. Ba'kusha Shehikshel Rabbanon Lishtik Kramine Mimai Lishtok So the Ravid amazingly tells us explicitly that for the Rabbanon, if not who he paskins like, if not for the Gzeres HaKasav, we wouldn't have distinguished between Taroves, mean Tam Ki Ikar, or Tam Mamasho, let's say, and Be'en. It's only because Shinui Shina Kosov. So what comes out of the Ravid, again, is strong view, strong, you know, I guess reinforcement for our second perspective in the Rambam. That is that although he's not saying it's the Rambam, the Chiddush is that Atzmo Shochametz and Kares, I'm sorry, the Kares requires Atzmo Shochametz. And for the Chachamim, he paskins like the Chachamim, not like the Rambam. If not for the Shinui HaKasuv, we would have thought that Taroves, we wouldn't have thought that Taroves was below Klum. We would have thought that Taroves was Bekares, even for Abba Lazar. Okay? So we have in these Rishonim, you know, when you analyze them and isolate them, very clear statements exactly about the subtle perspectives that we have been pursuing. Now, the reason I mentioned Kyle, where's Kyle? Oh, there he is. Yeah, sorry, you skip around on my screen. Not your fault. So Kyle brought to my attention, and then Asher mentioned it as well. Is it the same piece? It seems like the same piece, right? Kyle?
Yeah, it seems like what Asher was quoting in the Yovel Yovalot. Was also yeah.
So the Maitre Ilui in who was who graced Yeshiva Sarbeni Yitzchak Elchanan for a couple of years as its Rosh Yeshiva. It was a big Talmud of Reb Chaim. I think they say that Reb Chaim is one who called him the Maitre Ilui, Reb Shlomo Palachik. Anyways, they redid apparently the Sefer, and they have sections on his Pirushim on the Rambam. Kyle brought it to my attention. So I guess it's Siman Aleph, right? I still didn't find it in my house yet. I couldn't find either one. But in Siman Aleph, says what, Kyle?
Based off the Bala Maor and other reasons, it makes the There's a claim that the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Eliezer.
That the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Eliezer according to the sheet of the Balamor. Meaning of Hetam Mitzdarif Le'Isser, and that the Chiddush here in Chametz is that it's a Tam Shlishi, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So again, I don't buy that in the Rambam at all, frankly, but I do think that it's fascinating. And the Balamor, I think, is fascinating and very, very suggestive. If that would be the Rambam, it would include all these or some of these elements. So just to sum up, most Mefarsh don't think the Paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. They think he Paskins like the Chachamim. We'll get back to that in just a second. That's certainly, I think, far, far more compelling. But on the other side, you have the Rush and the Tshuva, the Tur, who's Mechalik between the Rif and the Rambam in that regard, the Kesef Mishnah, Beis Yosef, etc., and some other Achronim, some of whom suggest, including the Meitz Tzur Ilui, that maybe the Rambam's like the Balamor. Either way, the Balamor certainly explicitly paskins like Rabbi Eliezer. The Ritz Gaius, Sefer Itim, quotes his Dea earlier, as the Ravid points out. The Ravid of the Ramban disagree. But again, there's some wrinkles, both to the understanding of Rabbi Eliezer and the Balamor, as well as his understanding of the Chachamim. And in the Ravid's rejection of that, you have also a critical statement about which is the exception, which is the rule, the Tarovis part or the Atzma Shulchanetz part, which I think is extremely important. There's another Chiddush in the Ravid. The first comment the Ravid makes on the Balamor is also astonishing. And that is, anybody see it? Asher, did you get a chance to look at the Balamor and the Ravid and all that?
I haven't seen it in a while. I don't remember.
Okay. The again, I didn't assign it, so I'm just you know, Pantabalo Kulmi Afshar, we should talk about it. The Ravid says that he paskins like the Chachamim, but that even the Chachamim agree that Nuksha Be'enei is Balav. I mean, the paskins like the Chacham against Rabbi Lazar and Tarovitz Chametz. Here's the Ravid. Harav Rabbi Yitzhak ibn Geyes, Kasav Zeh, the Gam Kasav Dikar Rabusa de Pasku Chachamim, Vaniro Diver Arif, Shapasak Berka Chachamim, Afab Yishtamish Nasenu Rabbi Lazar. Miu, Binuksha Kaimalon Kirabi Meir, the Stamlon Kivase, he thinks the Stamlon is actually Mem Chesun base, he thinks is. That you're Chai Malkus. Below Pligi Rabbanan Alel, the Chaim Pasa Karab, he thinks that's the Rif, I don't think it's the Rif. The Talmud Rabbi Meir, Benuk Shalav, Mikol, Elami Machmetzes. That's the first, what I mentioned before. The Diuk isn't Kol. Kol is Taroves, and Mi Machmetzes is Nuksha. For Rabbanan Modele, Rabbi Meir, Benuksha. So this is, of course, a very interesting issue in its own right. What's quite fascinating is that the most of the poskim and most of the Rishonim and the poskim think the opposite. As you know, there's a Shaklat Tari in the Gemara, which is more, three possibilities. Nuksha is more chamor than Tarovis. Tarovis is more chamor than Nuksha, or they're equal. So the Ravid is saying, we paskin, like Rabbi Lazar, Nuksha, like the Chachamim and Tarovis, meaning Nuksha is more chamor. That's a big Chiddush. The Tur, when he quotes Rabbi Eliezer in Tzimin Taf Mem Beis, quotes it for Taroves and Nuksha. The Beis Yosef and the Bach have these very lengthy excursions where they critique the Tur. Because Bepashtus, right, even their understanding, let's say, if the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Lazar or whatever, the Pashtus from the Gemara also, it sounds like Rabbi Lazar's din is Tarovis and not Nuksha. The Nuksha, he would agree with the Chachamim, exactly the opposite of Ravid. So the Beis Yosef, you know, and the Bach each go out of their way to try to explain how to read the Gemara, how the Tur may have gotten it, but they both find it dochak that the Tur portrays Rabbi Lazar with regard to Nuksha. Even those who think that the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Eliezer think it's only b'taroves, while the Ravid thinks the opposite by Nuksha. Now, it's also interesting that when it comes to Bayor Bayimatze, there's a debate both about Tarovis and Nuksha. And that the Rambam Shita in particular is very singular. The Rambam holds that if you have Nuksha Bitaroves, there's no Bayiroa. If you have Nuksha alone, or Tarovis alone, there is Bayiroa. That's an interesting Shita. In other words, Rabbeinu Tam thought there's no Bayiroa, not for Nuksha or Tarovis. The Rashi thought there's Bayiroa Bayimotze for Nuksha and for Tarovis. And the Rambam thought that if you have, you know, both Nuksha and Tarovis, there's no Bayiroa. If you have either alone, right, then there is Bayiroa. I'm sorry, there's no Bayiroa. If you have, let's say again, if it's Nuksha but Tarovis, there's no Bayiroa. If it's only Nuksha, right, but it's Be'en, or it's only Tarovis, but it's Roi Lachila, then there's Bayiroa. So the relationship between, we'll discuss more about Nuksha later in the year, between Nuksha and Tarovis, which is part of the Gemara, is also part of the Rishonim here, both with regard to Achila, and with extremes being, you know, the Ravid, those who attack the tour, and then, you know, the middle sheet of the tour. What's interesting is that the Mishnah Melech, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Vav, quotes this whole discussion, the Beis Yosef, the Bach, he says that maybe the issue is whether you derive from kol machmetzes, from kol, or from machmetzes. Ah, the Mishnah Melech says that you know, if you were deriving from machmetzes. It's also the opposite of the Ravid, who thinks that the issue is machmetzes. The Ravid thinks that you know, kol is taroves, and machmetzes is to be marbe nuksha. What the Mishnah Melech says is, if it's kol, then it applies to machmetzes, then it applies to nuksha and taroves. If it's machmetzes, then it's a hagdara, and it's limited to taroves. So I think implicit in the Mishnah Melech is the following idea. Again, when we discuss whether the taroves or nuksha are belav, right? Are we basically trying to find out whether there's a second level hagdara of chametz, or are we basically saying that anything, you know, that is also a product or an extension of chametz, even if it isn't actual chametz, is also balav? I think that's what the Mishnah Melech has in mind, right, when he says this idea, namely, if it's machmetzes, says the Mishnah Melech, then it's one or the other. Either you extend the Hagdara to include, you know, Be'en Benuksha, or Roi Lachila Betaroves. But if the Makar is Kol, so then it doesn't have to be limited to one Ribui. So I think maybe what that means is that if it's Kol, then the Mechayev isn't a second level of chametz, which is very different nuksha, very different taroves. The mechayev is that chametz isn't just asur, chametz is also oser. Like we were talking, you know, in terms of the Baal Amor. And once that's true, then maybe, you know, maybe nuksha, taroves, it's all the same thing. Okay, so that's an interesting that's an interesting ha'ara as well. Okay, finally, we're getting to finally. The tour, when he quotes this whole business, let me just get it for a second. The tour, when he quotes the Rambam Shita, that you're locat for Taroves, and his view that we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, it's interesting just to note that his raya is from Perek Dalid. Upasak Rambam, Kirabi Eliezer, Shekosav Taroves Chametz, Overnolov, Bibal Yiroa, Kagon Sheikh Ramadi, Murias, Koldover Kiyotsubo, etc. So the question is, that's very strange. Meaning, the tour is proving that the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Eliezer because the Rambam has unvarnished Kuta Chabavli, Sheikh Ramadi, in Perek Dalet Halacha Ches, when he speaks about Bal Yiroa and Bal Yimatze. I'm suggesting there's something wrong with that. Ellie, what's wrong with that? Or not really wrong with it, I mean, but there's something ironic about that.
Maybe we would have expected it to be, I mean, by the Isra Achila, he does limit it, but it seems strange maybe that the proof is coming from Bayra Bayi Matze.
It's strange that Perek Dalid has become, and again, this is like, so fascinating about things. The relationship between Perek Dalet and Perek Aleph in the Rambam regarding this halacha, we know is a massive topic. But till now, right, when we looked at most of the Nosa Kalim, right, the Ramach, the Magid Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah, right, basically the issue was to try to figure out from Perek Aleph to Perek Dalet, like how could it be that this Bayirah on Kutach, if eating it, is not included in the Malkus of Perek Aleph, right, Ellie? So then the question is, oh, we don't really mean it. We mean you have to reread it in light of Perek Aleph, or yeah, who says they're the same thing, right? As long as it's not batel, the presence of a kezias is good enough, right? Even if eating it wouldn't trigger the lav, or the Ramach middle idea, you know, of the Cheftza's density, the 40% solution being enough for Bal Yirah, but not being enough if it's not Derech Achila, or the Kesef Mishnah saying that's the same thing, which we'll get back to in a second. But everything was about trying to figure out what the Rama meant in Perek Dalet, assuming that Bal Yirah, right, you know, is a derivative of Perek Aleph. Either way, of course it is, because one is about, you know, Achila, and the others about. But I'm talking in terms of Parshanut. Basically, we're trying to figure out Perek Dalet in the light of Perek Aleph. What the Tur did was he flipped it. The Tur said, you want to know, you want a proof that the Ram really paskins like Rabbi Eliezer, right, in the Mishnah. Look at Perek Dalet. Would there be Bal Yiroah if it wasn't for the fact, you know, that there's Easter Achila? And that's fascinating. And of course, it's not Mukhra. Now, what's fascinating also is that the Beis Yosef, just to complete this picture for a minute, in the Kesef Mishnah and Perek Dalet, Halacha Ches, the Kesef Mishnah ends up saying that you can be Mechalek. Right? Because as long as you're on a bittel and you have a kezias, you know, that's enough for Bal Yirah. In the Beis Yosef, actually, Rabbi Yosef Karo takes a bit of a different tack. Here he plugs it into his general view of Perek Aleph. His view of Perek Aleph, as we know, is that the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Eliezer, but that even Rabbi Eliezer only applies to things like Kuta Chabavli, where you have a 40% solution, and where you eat it, you know, Shelo Kederach. Because of that, the Beis Yosef ends up saying that the Pshat in Perek Dalet is also limited only to Kedei Achilas Pras, like Kutach. And the point is that since, if you ate it quickly, Shelo Kederach, you would be Chayv Malkus. Therefore, there's enough of an affinity between Bal Yiroah and Achila to justify, in all cases, that would trigger Bal Yiroah. That's different than what he says in Kesef Mishnah, at least as I recall it. The Gra, reacting to the Tur, says, I don't see why he thinks that Perek Dalid is a proof of Perek Aleph. Right? Not at all. One is about Bayiroa. And as long as it's not Batel, any Kazayas is not. Like what the Kesavisha says, actually, in Hilchos Chametz Perek Dalid. That's what the Gra says. But then the Gra adds one added Ha'ara, which in light of our discussion about Nuksha a second ago is very important. The Gra thinks that everybody agrees that Nuksha is Bibal Yira, even if it's not Osir Bachila. He says, even Rabbi Eliezer, the Gra thinks, even Rabbi Eliezer doesn't think La Halacha, that you violate Bayiroa in Nuksha, only in Tarobes, opposite of the Ravid, and not like the Tur. He says, and yet, it's clear in the Rambam that Nuksha is Bayiroa. So from Midin Nuksha, Nishma la Tarobes, that it's much easier to violate Bayiroa than it is to violate Achila. So that's an interesting added element. Okay, just a couple of more quick ones before we go back. Sorry it's taking so long, but again, this we're done with it after this. When we started the sugya, I mentioned that, along the lines of the Ramban and the Nosei Kelim, like one of the main questions is why does the Rambam need a separate mitzvah of Tarovis Chametz? We generally paskin, Tama Umamasho. If he's interpreting Kzai Sechilas Pras, which is Tama Umamasho, so then what's the big deal? Why is it Miuchad in Hilchos Chametz? And of course, that's one of the issues that we have been addressing all along. I mentioned the Gra, and I mentioned the Merkabas HaMishnah. I found actually the Prichadash, which is earlier. So I just wanted to talk about the Gra, the Prichadash, the Radvaz and the Marbach very quickly on these exact issues, just to clarify and again to crystallize a little bit more and to add a little bit more to what we've been saying. So the Gra that I referred to, I mentioned that the Gra was of the opinion that this is the Mokar for Tamo Mamasho. And that's a very unusual Shita. So that is the Gra. I didn't say where it was before. It's in Simen Tuf Nun Gimel. Just one second. On Sif Beis. Again, the Frankel Rambam prints it as well, but they print it in Perek Vav Halacha Hey, where the Ram talks about Achilas Matzah. Let's say you eat Achilas Matzah, the Dagon is only Betaroves. And it's an issue that we will speak about at some point, but not now. I'm going to mention it now for a minute. The Rambam in Perek Vav Hilchos Chametz Matzah Halacha Hey quotes the, it's a Gemara in Zvachim and Yerushalmi and Yerushalmi and Chala, that if you eat taroves matzah, you could be yotze. The Ravid says only kazayis b'chdei achilas pras. So on that, the Gra has a whole discussion, and this is Tuf Nun Gimel Sif Beis. He has a whole analysis of Tam Kikar, all the different shitos. Agav, he speaks about this Rambam. So what he says is very fascinating. Aval Rambam sasam kan, mashma imo kazai sikilas pras. Two things. Number one, it's fascinating. He thinks, he's bothered by the fact that the Rambam in Perek Vav, Hilchos Chametz Halacha Hey, doesn't mention that you have to eat a pras. He doesn't actually even mention kazai kadei achilas pras. He says, why is that? The Rambam should have mentioned it. So the Gra says it must be, and many Nosa Kalim say this, it must be that the Rambam held like the Yerushalmi, and that is the Yerushalmi, and that halacha, speaking about that Mishnah and Chala, says that it's Midin Greira, that there's something called Greira, that Orez and Chitim have a certain chemical connection, and they generate something called Greira that's outside of the normal confines of Tamo Umamosho. Reb Chaim has a whole piece on this. It's a very massive discussion. The truth is, what I'd like to just throw out, if the Rambam is talking about Kazayich B'chdei Achilas Pras, which isn't 100% clear, but if he is, and the problem is simply that he thinks that you can eat a Kazayis, you don't need it to eat the Pras, I have another suggestion. And that's based on Sefer Mitzvos, and based on the idea that when it comes to chametz and matzah, maybe, there is a chalos, you know, or chamesha saminim at least, of there's tarovas chametz, maybe there's tarovas matzah too. Okay, but that aside, that we'll discuss later in the year. When it comes to the Rambam itself, he of course rejects the idea that the Rambam paskens like Rabbi Eliezer. And he takes on the question of the Ramban and others, how does the Rambam quote any Gzeres HaKasuv? After all, the Gemara says that according to the Rabbanan, you need the Pasuk for Nischametz al yidei dover acher, right? And the Pasuk isn't used for this. So he says, thankfully, it could be earlier people said it also, he reads the Gemara in Psachim, Mem Dal and Omer Aleph, the way that I wanted to read the Gemara, which is Netanel.
There is a Chazara.
That is where the Gemara is. When the Gemara says, Hanach le kabavli kazayste echilas pras, and the Gemara says, kazayste echilas pras doraisa, why don't the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Eliezer? Then at that point, the Gemara changed its mind and thought that even according to the Rabbanon, you can now learn, right, komach metzes, which is another way of saying, again, Balamar said we can't ignore the Mishnah, right? Those who claim that the Rambam Paskin, like Rabbi Eliezer, say, what would motivate him? Rabbi Eliezer against the Chachamim, because it's a Stam Mishnah. And they also point out, by the way, that it's a Stam Mechilta, and it's a Stam Yerushalmi, where the Mechilta and Parshas Bo sounds like the Mishnah. The Yerushalmi Aleph Aleph seems to be assuming that Tarovas Chametz is Asur. By the way, it's a fascinating Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi seems to be debating whether it's Asur Midoraisa B'li Malkus, not Chatz Tishir. Asur Doraisa B'li Malkus, Tarovas Chametz, or there's even Malkus, Tudeus. So they all say, how can you ignore these signs? Right? But if you interpret the Gemara the way that the Gra is interpreting, which is what I was suggesting, right? You get the benefit of all this. You get to say that's a pshat in the Mishnah, and that's a pshat in the Yerushalmi. So this is the line that I just wanted to. It says Varamam l'tamayazel shapirish tama masha sheish because I stay chilas pras, but dafkash achol kol pras v'imla avein asar l'midrabana. Then he says v'hisegal of Ramban. Aval Rambam ozel shitasa shepasa came bekol isurim. The Perek Tezvav, just one second. Macholas asuris halacha gimel, shebetarovers afilu kazayis techilas pras ein kares rak malkus. Aval Rambam pasa kechachamim the kazayis techilas pras modum labelazver. Hafagav sheomru to the rabbanu lakoi kro de komach metzis atarovers rak nischametz machmas davar acher. The chain Rabbi Eliezer, Hainu l'sol kadaitach, the Rabbanim pligi afilu bekazayis with the chliakilas pras, u'kamosh bekasu sham bepsachim, yihachi amai polig Rabbanim led Rabbi Lazar, aval maskana Rabbanim mukmi lekra bekazayis bechliakilas pras, val korchak sarch lo marchein, diblo ken amai omer babarazara lo penal of mashma deim bakares. So this is exactly how the Gra read the change in the Gemara.
Rabbi, the Rambam himself quote the drasha of the quote the halacha of Nitzchametz Midavar Acher. In other words, the Chazara Bo sounds like
that doesn't necessarily mean
that's from somewhere else, I guess. Or well.
Right, but the question that gets to the Balamor's question: do you need Gzeres HaKasuv for that? Right.
Right.
So the Ravid was saying, yeah, maybe you need Gzeres HaKasuv, but not to teach you Tarovas, yes, but to teach you that it isn't Kares, you know. But, yeah. I mean, the Rambam's clearly quoting the Drasha, and he's being mona b'minyan and b'mitzvos. I just wanted to find someone, and I remembered the broader idea of the Gra. I didn't remember this point, but the Gra, and I'll read you in a second, the Pri Chadash also, without quote, does also says it this way. The Pri Chadash in Or Chaim Tuf Mem Beis has exactly the same pshat in the Gemara. Now the Gra, here's where they part company a little bit. The Gra's view was, however, I mentioned this right in the beginning of the sugya. Is this different than Kol? The Gra's view is that in Kol HaTorah Kula, whenever there is Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras Be'en, like the 2 days in the Ketz of Mishnah, whenever it's Be'en, it's Kares. Whenever it's Ayudei Tarovis, it's always B'malkas. Not just in Chametz. If you remember the Ketz of Mishnah, that's what Rambam seems to say in Hilchos Macholos Asuros Perek Tetzvav Alach Gimel by Chelev and Dam. So the Ketz of Mishnah had two deos, whether the Rambam meant it or not, or he was only weighing in on the practical malchus. The Gra says, no, whenever you have achila yidei tarovis, it's always down a notch, and it's bekaris of lobam. It's bekaris. It's not bekaris. It's malchus. So the Rambam is lishitaso. That's what he means in Hilchos Nazir Parakei. That's what he means. That's not such a good raya because there's no karis. But that's what he means in Perek Tesvav Hilchos Machalos Asuros. After he knows the Kesem Mishnah quote, he says in Perek Dalid, Rambam speaks about karis for chelav and dam, but achilas be'en. But achilas be'en oidei taroves, that's always b'malkas. So what's the chiddush of chametz? Why do you need exeris akasu? Says the Gra. Elo dekula mialef mechametz. The answer is, this is the makar. But according to the Gra, this is a universal rule, and there's nothing unusual about chametz. I would prefer to say that it's not a universal rule, right? And it's a special din in chametz, as we've been saying. I think it sounds much more like that. Or that maybe chametz and chaleb and dam also have a special din, which I suggested previously, and I'm going to show you in a second that that is the view of the Radvaz. Okay, so that is the Gra. And then he says, Masha kosod per galid tarofes palyira afilu rainbow kazayis is chaleb prius kas lo mishu pasak karabalazar. Sorry, pasak sham af. So basically, the Gra helps us a lot. What I've been saying in this Rambam ends up being an amalgam of, I'm finding pieces of it in a lot of the different Mefarshim, although none of them are saying the whole thing. But the Pri Chadash likewise interprets like the Gra. He says the Rambam paskins like the Rabbanan. The Rambam read the Gemara that the transition is when the Gemara introduces Kazai Sechilas Pras. However, let me say that. And he, like the Gra, thinks that whenever there's taroves, it downgrades from karis to malchus. He thinks that's true also, unfortunately. Well, again, because it sounds that way in Macholos Asuros. However, the Pri Chadash, unlike the Gra, did not like the idea. He doesn't talk about it, that kol machmetzes is the makor and there's nothing unusual about it. So that's where he says, when I quoted the name of the Rakevas HaMishnah, and that is as follows. This is a whole other part. The chitema kati kasha mayitzruch ribuya dekol lekezayis b'chdechilas pras ha-bekol ha-torah kula nami dina ha-chi yishomer d'das rabbeinu d'bekutach leka tam chametz ele kiyo bi-alma v'hod arminu bi-alma kezayis achilas pras d'araisa linyin malkus. Was literally Tama Umamasho. That would be the equivalent of Kol Torah Kula, what we have in Macholos Asuros. But the special din, again, chametz is even more chamor, even more expansive. And another benefit for the Prichadash, I was very happy to see, he says, when the Ram says Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin applies to chametz, even min she'eino b'mino, right? And he quotes Komach Metzes, right? I explained that already. So the Prichadash brings that riot. He says, oh, I think he's assuming chomer chomra. I'm saying much more than that. I'm saying it's all about the nature of tarovis chametz or the requirement of be'en or atzmo for karis. Okay. So one just final point now. Two final points. The Radvaz in his tshuvas, Lashonos HaRambam, Chelakei Kuf Mem Aleph, has a third rendition of this, let's call it. Again, we have altogether four. Right. The Radvaz in Lashonos HaRambam says, like we're saying now, like the Kesef Mishnah, like Pashtus HaRambam, that whenever you have, sometimes when you have Taroves, it downgrades from Karis to Malgus, and that the Rambam Machol Sasuros is literal, meaning Karis, you only get Malgus. I'm sorry, in Chelav Adam, you only get Malkus. But the Radvaz, let me see if I get the language here. One second, just give me a second. The Radvaz here, everybody can still... Okay. The Radvaz here... One second, I'm just going to read the language to you. He discusses the whole Rambam, what's a pshat in the Rambam. Chuvakar Kidmucha Haramban, the Tamal Arrived. One second. So he says, the Raman Paskins like the Rabbanon, Vachim Estaber, Kivendika Trey Kroy, Chad Mefurush Belav, Mukmin Hakra de Kares. And the other pasuk, v'idach kro de kol machmetzes mukmina b'taroves, the kil tvei ulamalkus, v'asu kroy kipashtayu, v'lo miyatri, u'daska posim kro banan tzar klomer, afagav have a stama, kivu de talmud amukla b'chidah lav v'chosahi, avol ein kein das harav, v'ochem mashru imashu kosev perishim mishnayis, mashru shizu drosha pshuta, meaning the Rambam paskins like the Chachamim, but they darshan this pasuk. But for the Rabbi Yehuda and so on, Moda b'drasha zu. The Afagav the maskinim begemar milsed Rabbi Lazar b'kusha, anu lava Rabbi Lazar samchinan ela stam mishnah. Oh, the sover harav the gabe chelav nami ika kro yaseira, dumi the chametz tchsiv ki kol ochal chelav v'nichrasa. Uksiv kol chela v'kol dam lo tochelu. U'mishumachi lo mechai v'tarovis chela v'dam ala malkas levad, kasher kosa v'hilchus machalos asuros. Hodol omani lay b'minyan alavin, mishum de lo mefurish behedya, kidakos of gabi chametz komach metzis lo tochelu. So basically, what comes out of the... One second. I think I seem to have lost everybody. One second. What comes out, you can still see me, right? Okay. I tried to do a fancy thing here and look at my screen in a different way and I lost you. But okay. I see. I got you. I think. So what emerges from all of this is that according to the Rambam, according to the Radvaz, typically when you have taroves, kizayis de'achilas pras, and you eat the pras, you'll be chayiv kares. And it's a special din in chelev and dam and chametz. But even then, it's more a din in chametz in that it's a separate lav. Now, it's in chelev and dam, it's an extension. Even though it's only b'malkus, it's a dilution. And in and here, it's a actual din in the... I only see Eitan. I don't know why that is. I mean, it's good to see Eitan. Okay. Oh, I got it, I think. I got it. Okay. All right. Everybody with me? So basically what comes out is that there's one day in the Kesef Mishnah, and that's what I prefer, that the whole din of downgrading to Malkus, even when this Kazai Se'achilas Pras, is a special Kiddush in Chametz. The next to that is the Radvaz, who says that the only time it's a separate lav is in Chametz, but the din applies to Chametz and to Chelev and Dam, because they both have Gzeres HaKasuvs. By the way, the need for Gzeres HaKasuv in order to establish these two levels is what the Ramban suggested as a prerequisite in Sefer Mitzvos, right? Then you have the view of the Prichadosh and the Gra, and that is that this is a din klali. Even then, the Prichadosh says Chametz is unique because of Mamasho Belitamo, and the Gra thinks it's a din klali across the board. Okay, one final thing I want to talk about before we move back to, sorry, we're a little late. This will be the end of this topic, to the Ralbach. And that is a tshuva of the Ralbach. It's also quoted in the Sefer Likutim in Macholos Asuros. And that is that the, if you recall, we were talking about different perspectives on the Rif and the Rambam's Iser Belilav in the case of Rabbi Eliezer. Now, what will the Rambam say in a case where there's no chefza shel taroves of kizayis mechei achilas pras? If somebody could get it open for a second, because when I did it, I lost everybody. Simen peches in the tshuvas of the Rabach. So just to get the background again. The Rif and the Rambam both hold that according to the Rambam, upaskin, that even though we paskin that, you know, actual kutachabavli, well, forget it, Sheikh Ramadi, something where there's no kazayis b'chnei achilas pras, in other words, a non-40% solution, a 10% solution. Even in that case, there's no lav. Nonetheless, they say there's an iser. And the question is, what is that iser? Is it d'oraisa? Is it d'rabanan? We discussed the other day, is it chatzi shir of kol tarah kula? Is it chatzi shir of chametz? Is it d'rabanan? Or is it a kind of subcategory of kol machmetzes, right, which is even more than the chatzi shir of chametz? Those are the four possibilities that we discussed. And we discussed the fact that the Rambam separates it from his prati discussion of chatzi shir, right? So we talked about the 2 days of the Ritva, that the Ramban and Sefer Mitzvah assumes it's Drabanan, the Ritva holds it's Daraisa, Midin Chatzishir is one day, Rabbeinu Manoach and the Rambam also holds that it's Chatzishir, Doraisa, and so on. In other words, I found the Rabach, this Rabach, in Simen Peches, who takes the following position, exactly what I wanted to say, the most Mechudash view. The Rabach says, the Rambam in Macholos Asuros holds that if you have kazayis b'chnei achilas, if you have a 40% solution, then the chatzi shir, then chatzi shir is doraisa. If you have a 10% solution, then chatzi shir is drabanan. That's how he reads Perek Tezvav of Hichos Macholos Asuros. I mentioned the Aruch HaShulchan reads it that way. Obviously, the Rabach in the 16th century, much earlier. Fine. However, says the Rabach, if that's the case, then it's a little bit problematic, because in Perek Aleph of Chametz Halach above, the Rambam says about this 10% solution that it's Aser, and there it sounds like it's Daraisa. In other words, he's reading Macholos Asuros that a 10% solution is Drabanan, but he's reading Chometz that the 10% solution is Daraisa. He says, how could that be? So he says, I'll tell you how it can be, because there's a special Gzeres HaKasuv in Chometz of Kol Machmetzes that doesn't apply in other Macholos Asuros. And that determines that even though we don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, the case of Rabbi Eliezer is at least Asur Midaraisa, more than Chatzishir, or as Chatzishir. So this is exactly where we're looking for. Anybody find the line?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Not time?
Yeah. Chaluka Arishona was Isser Torah, the Chatzishir Asur Midaraisa. Chaluka Shene Seinu Asur Midaraisa Klal. The Kol Zeh Mavur B'Dibur Rav Lamayin.
So it's fascinating. That's a very, very important shita. And again, another. The reason we're doing this is not merely to compile, you know, more shitos. These are shitos that are singling out, you know, what is unique about chametz vis-a-vis other isurim. And I think that there are different ways to explain that uniqueness, but all of them go to the heart and core of this question, you know, of chametz being a very singular, you know, kind of Isser. By the way, I'll just complicate it a little bit more as we put this to bed, and that is that the Rabach is particularly fascinating in light of the one in Hilchos Chametz, right, Perek Aleph, where he says A, that Chametz is more kal because it's an Isser Zman, right, Simen Yud Zayin and Yud Ches, and number two, that's the reason. Right, not only why you need a separate pasuk of Chatzishir, that's his explanation of why the Rabach will say, as opposed to the Radvaz, you know, and certainly as opposed to the Prichadash, and certainly as opposed to the Gra, thinks that the din that Chadai Sechilas Pras is only Malkus and not Kares, is a kula in Chametz. Right? And because of Lo Yachel. So what's fascinating is that same kula based on Komach Metzes produces, according to him, a Chomra. Right? It produces the kula that there's no Kares, which there would be in Kol Tarah Kula, and it produces the Chomra that such a tarot, that a lower level taroves normally wouldn't even be chatzishir, and here it's also either as chatzishir or as even more. So the idea that we've been pushing all along, which is there's reason to think kula, and there's definitely very strong views. There's reason to think chumra, and there are strong views, but there's also kind of perhaps a kind of a understandable dialectic, and it's more complicated. That's true. We already saw that it was true within the Rabach, because if you remember, the same Rabach in Simin Ches was saying, but once this is true, maybe you should get Malkus for it. So you went from being more Kal, meaning the Chatzishir, to being maybe more Chomer. That's consistent with what he says in Simin Peches. What drives the Kula is what drives the Chomra in the end of the day. Okay. And then one final point about Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, as we know, holds that there's no Bai Rabbi Yimatze for Tarovas Chametz. Fine. I just wanted to point out that in the discussion of Rabbeinu Tam, the Rishonim all point out the Rush in the third parak, the Rash in the first parak, and so on, that even Rabbeinu Tam agreed when it came to Shechar, because it was Kazayis Mikdei Achilas Pras, and so much presence of the Chametz that there would be Bai Rabbi. So, of course, in discussing this, we noted, you know, that you could, I mean, Miman of Shach, you know, it's still Taroves, right? And that, you're not eating it. You're talking about its presence. So I just thought it was interesting. So I thought there were three possibilities. One is that as long as it's not batel and there's a kazayas, that's enough for bayirah. I mean, that's all he means. Maybe if it's kazakulos pras, it's not batel and everything else is batel. So then the kazakulos pras only serves kind of a indirect function. Or in the opposite degree, what you could say is, if you really think the bayirah is a siag of achila daraisa, so then it's only going to, then if there is an achila daraisa, right, because it's kazayis achilas pras, then there's going to be bayirah. That's the second idea. And the middle idea, which I prefer, is that maybe what we're saying is, it's not siag daraisa, and it's not anything but bittol, but it requires a certain kind of chefza shel tarovas chametz. Even if chefza shel tarovas chametz isn't chayiv malkus, maybe there are levels when it comes to bayirah. And kazayis achilas pras is that. So I thought that the Rosh's discussion, and later the Rosh's discussion too, whether this idea of Shechar being bayirah, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, also has impact in Hilchos Brachos, right, is about identifying it as a cheftza of Dagon, and is relevant to this, my preferred view. It's a cheftza, it's taroves, but it retains a certain part of the identity of the cheftza, more so. And then they talk about, is it liluya? Why don't you make, you know, the ikar bracha as opposed to shahakol, you know, for the shechar, you know, etc. Whereas in the Rush, at least initially, it sounds like the connection is simply to Isur Achila. Maybe it's Yag Daraisa, maybe the fact that there's no Bittol, etc. So that's something to think about in terms of a Rabbeinu Tam as well. So to sum up, we've definitely, you know, done a good chunk of, not so much the background of Tam Kikar, Tama Mamasho, Hetram Starfleet, so those things are beyond us at the moment. But in terms of Tarovas Chametz, according to Rabbeinu Tam, according to Rashi, let's remember also the Rashi versus the Rei and Rabbeinu Tam. You know, is there Balyura for Tarovas Chametz? Is Tarovas Chametz a Chiddush or Tarovas Chametz is obvious? That also is the argument between Rashi and Tosis in the beginning of Eilu Ovrin. Do you need a separate lima to teach a Balyura? Or once it's Balav, you know, it's obvious Balyura. That's a double argument. How Mechudash is Tarovas Chametz? And how much is Balyura, you know, independent, you know, of there being any kind of Iser? So in the end, we talked about Rashi, Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam, you know, the Rambam, of course, you know, the Balamor, the Ramban, the Rif, the Rambam, the Ravid, the Tur, and of course the Achronim and the different perspectives. But what emerges from this whole topic, according to many, many of the Rishonim, whether it's in Rabbi Eliezer or even better if it's in the Rabbanon, is certainly the idea that there are dimensions, argument is which and how many, of chametz that are absolutely singular relative to other machalos asuros. Okay, now let's get back. I know I'm a little bit over time, but let's just, okay, I'll leave it for Tuesday. We'll start with Tuesday again, back on the Ran, the Makar Chaim, the Maram Chalava, the Tos Rebbe Peretz, Rebbe David, the Michtam. So Tuesday's shir will be on the relationship between Bedika, Bedika Daraisa, you know, etc. And again, that's something which we're going to have to build on because we're not going to be able to go through all of those topics right now. And then I'll give you Mar Makomos for, make sure you've seen all that, including the Michtams and so on. And then I'll give you Mar Makomos for the Shaka Vitaria going forward, a little bit about the Ravid and Saga Sala Rif, you know, about Yom and Laila, but and a little bit about Erev Pesach. And mostly want to get to Dalet Amud Beis, Dalet Amud Aleph and Amud Beis, where there's a lot of discussion about Bittol and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, the meaty topics of the first parak. But mostly in terms of our Akdama, pretty much our Akdama we're finished with, and we're moving on to Bedika Bittol and Biur. Okay? Tomorrow, Shir is going to be just a little bit earlier. If we can make it instead of 2 o'clock, the Hashkafa, 1 o'clock, with something on the Parsha. I think we always do Parsha the Bereishis something, and then we'll figure out if we're going to do more, you know, specific topics or a broader theme. Right? We're still in negotiation. Okay? So tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and at 12 o'clock, I want to meet with some people Avram will set up. If I can get it a little